Hello and welcome to a podcast with me, Vinnie White.
And Carla.
And here we are again together in perfect harmony. It's so sweet and lovely. And everyone's tuned out already, haven't they?
I enjoyed that.
You're annoying. You're lovely in that, but you've got a habit of singing everything.
I do. I fully admit to that.
We went to Montreal once, and on the way back,
he wanted to kill me.
Oh, it got too much. I couldn't cope because I was like, "Do you want to stop here?" And she's like, "Yeah, let's stop at the Tim Hortons. I need a double."
I actually stopped talking because I knew I was being so annoying.
Yeah,
and then it got awkward.
You were a bit like Jim Carrey. When he went, "I know a song that will get on your nerves," and went, "Ah," in the ear. I think it was in Dumb and Dumber. I'd rather have been in the car with him than you singing everything. You got stuck in a loop. You weren't even drunk, but for some reason you sung everything.
I know. It was really, I don't know. I don't know what happened to me that weekend. Well, certainly something.
My name's Vinnie White, and I used to say, my name's Vinnie White, I work for, and then I'd say a radio station. Now, I don't currently work for a radio station. I'm on hiatus. But I don't know if I should say, "Hi, it's Vinnie White, the hiatus man." It's a bit rubbish. So I said, "Can you give me some suggestions on what I should be called and email me?" And I got some emails from lovely listeners of this podcast. Quite a few good ones. I have picked one. I think it might be arrogant, but there is a twist of irony in there as well. Vinnie White, ruler of the airwaves.
Vinnie White, ruler of the airwaves.
After a confrontation with a passenger, an Ottawa, where we record this in Ottawa, by the way, it's in Canada, just in case you're American.
The capital.
Yeah. Oh, if you, actually,
not Toronto.
If you are American, it's the really big thing above you. And I mean above you intellectually. anyway, so we record it in Ottawa, and that is indeed, as you said, the capital of Canada, and it's also the capital of weird and ridiculous. After a confrontation with a passenger, an Ottawa bus driver got off the bus and walked away, leaving passengers on board and an engine running.
Clearly, the right step to take.
After arriving late and being asked by a passenger to explain his tardiness, an Ottawa public transit driver got up and walked off the bus, with the vehicle still running and with several passengers inside. I think at that point, I'd drive the bus.
Yeah, you probably would.
The union representing the drivers suggested that he did the right thing.
But they didn't, curiously though, it doesn't say if the confrontation was elevated, if he was threatened. It just says that he was asked to explain why he was late. And if that's enough to make the guy jump off the bus.
Well, I presume it was slightly more, unless he's the most hypersensitive man known to man. I mean, I imagine it went something like this. You can be the bus driver. "Hello, can I have a single to the Rideau Centre, please?"
That'll be $375.
Bargain. Thanks, I'll have two. listen, I don't like that you're late.
Sorry.
It's all right. See you later. No, see, I can't imagine that escalating into a row.
Me neither.
All right, hang on. Let me put my bastard head on. Here we go. "Hey, what time do you call this? I've been waiting for this bus for an hour and a half. Where have you been?"
"I'm here now."
"Yeah, well, it doesn't matter where you are now. I'm late for an appointment. Where have you been?"
"You could have taken a cab, but I'm here now."
"Oh, yeah, I could have taken a cab, but $3.25 is all I've got in my pocket, and you're supposed to have been here. What kind of a service do you call this?"
"You can either get on the bus or get off the bus. That's your choice. Take your seat."
"No, I will not. I'll stand here and I'll talk to you until you give me an answer. Why were you late?"
Beep. Exit bus.
And that is how it went. Well, although I'm not sure. Did he slip over on a banana skin on his way out?
Yeah, that was my banana skin slipping sound effect.
Last week we talked about the wine and food show and what you did on the weekend. Although we both didn't have a very, correct me if I'm wrong, we didn't have a very exciting weekend with lots of wonderful stories, did we?
Not this weekend.
Is it because I'm not in show business anymore and actually don't really have a life and I've suddenly realised that I can't get into free events and actually I just sit at home crying a lot?
Bah, bah, bah.
Imagine if I meant that. Imagine, is that the sympathy you give me as a good friend?
Yeah, yeah.
You should be a counsellor. How's everything? Is everything all right, Mr. Jones? Awful. My wife's left me. I've been fired from a job and I am going to war.
Buck up. Tell me about the stuff you've done.
I've got nothing exciting to say in the going out department across the weekend. I went out for a few beers, but nothing too exciting. But I spent the entire weekend organising the trip I'm jumping on a plane to Nairobi, Kenya.
Woo!
In January, and I'll be going from Kenya into Tanzania, into Malawi, into Zimbabwe, into Botswana, into Namibia, into South Africa, on a truck, cruising down through Africa with some random strangers that I've never met, and going to, I don't know, oh, the Victoria Falls, sexy waterfall, or indeed I'll be going to Zanzibar, a beach island, yes, in Tanzania. I've just looked that up on a map because I didn't know where it was. I don't actually know anything about the whole of the continent, really. I've only ever been to Morocco, and that's a long way away from where I'll be. But I'm very excited to learn, which is why I'm going. And I'll be podcasting my way through Africa. Yes, Vinny, ruler of the airwaves, now taking
Africa.
Africa takes it on and will win it. Actually, that sounds a bit like an English colonialist. I do not plan on invading in a negative and or racist way.
Just in a discovering the culture type way.
That'll do me nicely. I'm going to enjoy myself on this trip very much. I hope. I'll be knocking about with elephants for a bit, and I'll be...
You're going to ride an elephant?
Yeah, I'm going to ride an elephant, yeah.
I'd love to do that. You have to do that.
I will also, speaking of attaching myself to life forms that aren't human... Sounds a bit wrong. Let's keep trucking. I'll be... sounds even wronger when I leave a big pause afterwards and everyone thinks about it. I'll be going to swim with dolphins in Zanzibar.
Really?
Yeah. And I just like that statement because in a dinner party in a few years' time, I'll say, well, once when I was swimming with dolphins in Zanzibar, I had a lovely time.
And then you'll smoke your pipe a little bit more.
in a leather, comfortable Chesterfield.
Smoking jacket.
Yeah. Some drapery around the place, some linens.
Scotch in your hand.
I remember very much, it reminds me of my days on the road when I was in Zanzibar. I once swam with a dolphin. Hang on. I can't keep that up. So as I was saying, I was in Zanzibar. Swimming with the dolphins, it's lovely it was. And then I'm coming back to Ottawa. Oh yeah. That's right.
Reunited, and it will feel so good.
You got it. So,
that's going to be crazy amazing.
Hope I didn't make you jealous in any way.
Well, you did. I'm not going to lie. Well, you very much did.
Why would you go when you don't have to go? You don't have to be under a big canopy of stars on the open savannah landscape being ravaged by lions like me. You can just log on to vinnywhite.co.uk and listen to the podcast.
That's true.
In the news this week, stuff and things when things happen with stuff and other things going on, like stuff. But one of the stories that I'm interested in involves being naked.
In Switzerland.
Yeah. Swiss and naked are two things that go quite hand in hand, almost as much as Germany and naked. It's very rare to see a German with clothes on. but one of the things I like about this story is it seems a bit weird. Switzerland's highest court has ruled that local authorities can impose fines on people hitchhiking nude in the Alps. Now, words that concern me here are nude and Alps.
And hiking. But are you naked if you have a backpack on? I guess technically it's not clothing, so you would be naked.
Yeah.
But you're not...
And unless the straps are extremely long and fairly thick, then Captain Dangley is going to be knocking about. That's what I call mine. Isn't that what all men call it?
Hi-ho, Captain.
That's what I say every time he comes out. So there's going to be some chafage on the back alone.
Are there naked yodelers in the Alps?
Well, one would hope so. I mean, I don't know if there is a better vision to be had, in my mind's eye, of some of the naked yodeling away through the Alps. Well, apparently a man has been fined 100 Swiss francs, that's $109, after he walks naked past a family at a picnic area. Yeah,
yeah.
It's not ideal target audience for your meat and two veg.
Well, I'm just wondering if it's a cultural thing. Like, is naked hiking a normal thing in Switzerland? Is this what regularly happens? Or is this just a one-off that this guy decided he needed to be one with nature and strip off and go on a big hike?
I've been to Switzerland and I didn't see any nakedness. So I wouldn't say that it's rife.
With naked hikers.
Yeah. It's it was sparse with naked hikers from where I was standing, but then maybe I wasn't looking in the right places.
Well, the Alps are cold too. You wouldn't want to get any...
Well, maybe a lot of the people I walked past were naked and I just didn't notice. Who knows? I just thought he looked a peculiar shade of pinky blue. I would imagine the feeling of liberation that's achieved by walking naked through the mountains is quite incredible, I would think, as long as the weather wasn't too cold. I'd like to stand on the crest of a hill, maybe naked and open-legged and open-armed, like a star shape. Maybe even do a star jump. Maybe next to a radio pylon for extra irony, and say, I am the ruler of the airwaves!
Waves, 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 waves. Would you do a snow angel naked at the top of the
Alps? Oh, wow, that's the ultimate, isn't it? Yeah.
Good. I'd do that.
Well, you'd leave two divots, whereas I would leave one divot.
But aren't you normally on your back when you do a snow
angel? Oh, are you right? Okay, yeah, of course you are. $109, small price to pay for getting your bits and bobs out on a mountain.
I'd do it. Switzerland, here we come.
Well, I was thinking we'd just pop up Camp Fortune. You've been listening to Vinnie White.
And Carlo.
And it's been an absolute blast, I'd say. Do you fancy doing the same sort of thing next week?
I like it.
I mean, some people might say that it is a pointless waste of your life, but then, you know, you could watch X Factor.
That too. Mind-numbing entertainment.
See you next week. Cheers.
Bye.
More podcasts, a link to subscribe to the podcast in iTunes, and just general information on Vinny can be found at www.vinnywhite.co.uk, spelt V-I-N-N-E-Y-W-H-I-T-E.co.uk.